Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his noble messenger who illuminated the candles of knowledge and faith and reformed the ummah. We send peace and blessings upon his dignified Ahlul Bayt and his blessed companions, the stars of guidance and the savior of ummah. Ek mera hi rahmat pe dawa nahi, ek mera hi rahmat pe dawa nahi, shah ki sari ummat pe lakho salam, Mustafa jane rahmat pe lakho salam, shami'e bazme hidayat pe lakho salam. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, welcome dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching this beautiful program called Reformation of Ummah, subhanallah. And once again, I am in the company of our esteemed and blessed and noble personality, mashallah, Zawajal, who is not new on the airwaves of Madani channel, and he is none other than our honorable, respected Mawlana Ziyad Madani Appari Sallamahul Bari, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank our Mawlana Sahib for being with us on the silsila, and we introduce him and welcome him in our program with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khair for having us, alhamdulillah.
Masha Allah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Mawlana Sahib, is always a pleasure having Mawlana Sahib on the silsila on our program. And summa alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla once again for granting us this beautiful opportunity, for being present here, and for being alhamdulillah rabbil alameen at this place where we have this opportunity for speaking about the mistakes that we may make, and alhamdulillah, the solutions for this problem that surround us, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And we also thank the viewers of Madani channel who watch this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they convey this message to others also for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May you be rewarded, dear viewers. Please be with us from beginning to end of this program. In today's episode, we are going to be speaking about the destructions of quarrels and fights. Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Sahib, this is something which is always, I would say, at the peak. And it's everywhere, wherever you go in the world. Allahu Akbar, you could be in the safest place as well. It just takes a single situation to change and matters would, you know, just happen to change and the situation will erupt. Yani the anger, people go into the state of rage, and then things happen that you don't expect. So our topic for this evening, dear viewers of Madani channel, is the destructions of quarrels and fights. And what are the solutions to these quarrels? There are many families out there who are actually broken, and there's destruction that hit them because of these quarrels, because of these argumentations, because of these fights. And because of that, there's bitterness between siblings, between family members, between business competitors. It goes on, dear viewers of Madani channel. The solution, inshallah, Zawajalla, to all those quarrels and fights will be in this very program, inshallah, Zawajalla. Kindly watch this program from beginning to end. As per the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. Inshallah, Zawajalla, if you have understood something in today's program, convey this message to others. Maybe, inshallah, Zawajalla, that could be a solution to the next person's problem. Mm-hmm. Inshallah, Zawajalla, make this niyyah. And now we move further in our program. We even have a beautiful kalam at the very beginning of every program. And this is to provoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invoke the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, after we listen to this kalam, we will then dive into our discussion for this evening. So kindly be with us until the end of the program. And we even have a video prepared for the viewers in the form of Madani Pearls for us to listen and hear, inshallah, Azawajalla, watch this video and also convey the message of this to others as well. For now, we have this beautiful kalam, Main chode ja raha hoon tumhara dar, Allahu Akbar. It is that moment, Mulana Sahib, when people leave the illuminosity of Madinatul Munawwara and it is time to return back to your country after performing Hajj, after performing Umrah, Allahu Akbar. And it is a very sad situation for many
people.
One of
the most difficult moments, I think, in many people's
Allahu
lives
Akbar, Allahu
to leave the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Masab, this can also be understood from the kalams of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Such ash'ar and couplets that speaks about, you know, leaving the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Even Sahaba Ali Muridwan, who had to leave the city of Madinatul Munawwara with the intention of business, for example, and they had to travel to other countries. Allahu Akbar. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. So there are many situations out there, and we recall those moments of the blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan, our pious predecessors who taught us how to love the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So inshallah azawajal, for now we are going to listen and watch this beautiful kalam. When we do return, we shall continue with our discussion, which is of course destructions of quarrels and fights. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں تمہارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی اور جھک جاتی نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ نہ جانے پھر رسول اللہ سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ رسول اللہ کہ پھر یاد آئے
چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں تمہارا در یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah Kareem show us all the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, where Allah Azza wa Jalla showers His rahmah and His mercy all the time, dear viewers. دکھا دے یا الہی وہ مدینہ کیسی بستی ہے جہاں پر رات دن مولا تیری رحمت برستی ہے. آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین. مولانا صاحب, this is that city for which Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would often make dua. Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May the angels say ameen to this dua, dear viewers of Madani channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu desired to even take shahadat in the beautiful city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the same city for which every ashiq and lover, every devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desires to visit. I met one Islamic brother, subhanallah, Mawlana Sahib. He says to me that he was listening to a bayan. Yes. And in the bayan, the topic was about Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, the Islamic brother gave such a beautiful bayan on the subject of Hajj, and he gave a point about having the means to go for Hajj and not, and yet not the person goes for Hajj. He does not use that means that he has to go and perform his pilgrimage. So what is the punishment and the azab for this? He says, Tabriz Bhai, and when I left that masjid, it was a Jummah program and a Jummah bayan. Day after, I made niyat at the same time. I applied, and in the very same year with my entire family I went for Hajj.
Allahu
Akbar. And he says that it was something which couldn't have happened because there is a process and procedure to apply. But the first thought came to my mind is when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls an ummati, then nothing in the world can stop such a person. Allahu Akbar. He will present himself in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the kafiyat, And the experience of then presenting yourself before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is something else.
Subhanallah.
And it's also very important when you embark on such a beautiful journey, Mulana Sahib. A person should travel with a person who is God-fearing.
Yes.
Who has khawfi khuda in his heart.
Not
a person who laughs all the time. He cracks jokes, for example. And then, you know, you enter such a place, Mulana Sahib, it's very hard to then, of course, you know, observe the respect of such a place. Mm. Because that person has the habit from his country of doing so. There are many awliyas and pious predecessors, when they approached by people who said they want to go for Hajj or go for Umrah and they're looking for a partner to accompany them, pious predecessors given them mashwara of taking the Quran as your companion. Subhanallah.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Jiha. Taking your companion, taking the Quran Pak as your companion. And subhanallah, many other beautiful nasiha and advices, after which you would feel that I'd rather have this as my companion and nobody else to accompany me. So that my mind is, my mind and my heart is all, you know, present at the place when you go and visit. Amazing. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem take us all to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfum wa ta'zeema. If the bad habits of a person does not leave him, the quarrels and fights would even accompany him in that city as well.
True.
And this is the truth of the matter. There are a lot of people out there who would argue and quarrel with other Islamic brothers or sisters even in the city of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama.
Yes.
Besides complaining about the journey not being so correct, not being according to how it was planned. You know, I intended to stay here. The stay was like this. The heat was like that. The journey was like this. As Allah Hazrat says, garmi hai tap hai dard hai kulfat safar ki hai are na shukri ye to dekh azimat kidhar ki hai aaya hai bulawa mujhe darbari nabi se. So include in your mind even this aspect that irrespective of whether you're right or wrong, I am at the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this can only happen when a person, Mulana Sahib, is trained,
yes,
to understand that I am right and I do not need to fight. However, let's start from the very beginning so that it becomes easier for all the viewers of Madani Channel with regards to our topic, which is very, very important. It is a very hot subject because this happens every single day in our lives. If us that involved, we see with our eyes others being involved in situations this. So it is the destruction, the effects and the harms of quarrels and fights.
Mm-hmm.
So many people out there may be assuming, what is the actual quarrel all about, Mulana Sahib? Mm-hmm. People do understand, but I would like for our respected honorable guest for to firstly define what is quarreling, Mulana Sahib.
Mm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Quarreling, Huzur, is actually arguing, fighting, but it happens between two people.
Achcha.
So one person is arguing, one person is saying something. It will not become a quarrel just by one person speaking.
Take.
As long as one person is speaking and one person is hot-headed and one person is angry and saying whatever is at the tip of their tongue, it will not yet become a quarrel. For it to become a quarrel, for it to become that fight, there needs to be a second person at least involved.
Right.
This is something we must understand as well with regards to quarrels.
Take.
You know, in English, there's a beautiful statement that very practical, easy to understand. It takes two hands to clap.
Achcha.
If someone wants to clap, as long as you hit one hand, there is nothing for the hand to hit against. You won't call it a clap.
Allah.
When the second hand comes in, now it makes the sound.
Allah.
All right. Just like that, you have one person that is upset and one person that's speaking, and this person is presenting arguments and showing anger. It will not become a quarrel. It will not become a fight until the second person also expresses a similar sentiment.
Allah.
Meaning they also become angry. They also argue their point. They also raise their voice, etc. Then it becomes a quarrel. So a quarrel is this two-sided thing, which is very important to note, because as we go on along with this silsila, along with this program that we're hosting tonight, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we will see that if one person is doing it, then and the other person is also partaking in it,
right,
then it is not just one person who is to blame for the quarrel. Sometimes we consider, I am right in my quarreling. I'm quarreling for a good reason, and the other person is wrong. Remember that we are still equally part of the quarrel. Because if we kept silent and we didn't partake in it, then what will happen? Only one person would be speaking and it wouldn't be a quarrel.
And that wouldn't lead to a fight.
Absolutely. Right. It will only lead to a fight. It will only lead to a quarrel when you find resistance in the opposite direction.
Right.
That it's coming in one direction and you're giving resistance. Now we have the fight. Now we have the quarrel. And that is where things start to get out of hand. That's where you get these outbursts and these detrimental effects that Huzur had mentioned, that sometimes you have families breaking apart and siblings not looking eye to eye because of this. That one sibling said something, and the other decided that I must also respond just as this sibling has said something. So he responds. A says something, B must shoot A down. Then A must shoot B down. It goes on like this, and it goes from one thing to the next, one argument to the next. Feelings are hurt in it. Trust is broken in it. People go separate paths. One goes in the east and one goes to the west. And brothers who grew up together don't see each other again.
Allahu Akbar. To this level, that many a times this has come to my notice, that if families get involved in business, for example, right, and something goes wrong in the business, Allahu Akbar, now they would use a center person to convey messages to one another because they're family and they're in business together. So the third party is involved. You know what? The manager can't say things directly because as a manager, he wants to take action, but because it's family in front that he's involved with, so he will use the wasila. He would use the medium. He would use the center person who has nothing to do. And the center person then comes to know, I was never ever used before to convey any message, but now this person wants to say it. He can't say it directly, so he'll use me as the medium to convey this. And this continues, and then people get to know our weaknesses.
Zuhr, on this point, there's something that is so important that I'd also like to share to bring to Zuhr as well and to our viewers of Madani Channel. Sometimes I see this happening, and we get complaints of this happening with youth. Now, let's listen carefully, because we are usually involved with youth with Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina, etc. Sometimes we have an argument or a quarrel between two spouses, the husband and the wife.
Right.
But the husband uses the children to pass messages to the wife, and the wife uses the children to pass messages to the husband. And remember, they are in the middle of a quarrel. And when there's a quarrel between the two, I don't have to say whether those messages are good, nice messages or bad messages.
Allah.
That means the husband is picking up all the faults and saying insulting things about the wife, but to the children.
Allah.
And the wife is saying insulting things and picking out faults of the husband, but to the children. And the children are in the center of this quarrel. They are in the center of the fight. The poor child is listening to bad things about the mother from the father, and listening to bad things about the father from the mother.
How do we expect
that this child is then going to grow up in a peaceful environment and going to respect both parents, because they heard the worst of both parents?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So involving people in being at the center of our quarrel, where I must speak all the bad of the next person to this person, and they must deliver the message, and that person uses that center person again Allah as the messenger. Allah. Really, we are disclosing each other's faults, and we are lowering our own respect.
Allahu Akbar, this is so true. And this is exactly what's happening, whether it is schools, whether it is universities, colleges, whether it is our businesses, wherever we go, all around us, Mulana Sahib,
right,
this is witnessed and this is seen. And I would say, if you look at the stats that's present, you know, and these things are available, people can even access this through the internet as well to see the stats of houses and homes and relationships breaking apart due to these quarrels. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes there's no head and there's no tail. There is no reason for that quarrel. The problem is the egoism. The problem is, I don't want to take a step back. I don't want to say I'm wrong. I'm always right. When I was ever wrong. But unfortunately, you know, the situation is such that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Azza wa Jalla, through His Fadl and Karam, He sent us to this world for His ibadah.
Alhamdulillah.
As per the teaching of the Holy Quran.
Yes.
But in this planet, in this world, every human assumes that he's correct. Every person wants to be correct.
Right.
Nobody wants to be blamed. Yet the Quran Park says, "Amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar."
Right.
We need to call people towards righteousness and forbid people from evil.
Right.
So, which means evil is there. If Allah Azza wa Jalla is, you know, talking about the evil that's there. But now, the one who's involved in some evil, in some wrongdoing, in some wrong actions, he does not want to identify those mistakes and problems that he's involved in for some reason. And each person wants to prove his point, wants to prove his stance, wants to explain that I am right and I was never wrong, because nobody wants to take the blame. from the relationship, starting from a little age, Munasab, we see this between children, school children, madrasa children. As they grow big, they become bigger, and this habit never leaves a person. The moment a person points a finger towards him, he wants to prove, I'm not wrong, I'm right. I'm not wrong, I'm right. So we don't have the habit of first listening to the problem. Sometimes it could be constructive criticism.
Yes.
Somebody is criticizing this person, maybe even in an evil way. We should first try and identify whether this is true or not true. And if it's not true, it doesn't mean a person becomes that. For example, in an argument that was something which was small, and a person was called some evil name. You get in arguments people calling them animal names, for example.
Right.
It doesn't make a person that animal. If somebody said, you are a chicken, it doesn't mean he became a chicken. Example, Manana Sahib. But the person takes it so serious that you call me this name, and now I'm going to prove you that I am not this chicken. And then he would call him a higher name. And then it leads from one discussion to another discussion. And then parents get involved in such discussions, whereas your parent and my mother, and astaghfirullah, may Allah Kareem for save us from such evils, Mulana Sahib. But today we want to give solutions to those problems. There are so many solutions in the blessed life of our pious predecessors, subhanAllah. Firstly, from the Quran Pak, then the blessed hadith of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his Mubarak Seerah, Allahu Akbar. But unfortunately, we don't want our relationship to break. We want to stick for the last 30 years, be in this one relationship, for example, between husband and wife. But till today, in 30 years, nor has the husband learned to step back, nor has the wife learned to step back. Argumentations are happening for the last 30, 40 years. Many things have broken in the house because of these fights. As you said, Mohsab, that quarrels would lead to fight. Physical fighting can only happen when quarreling first commences.
Absolutely.
When this erupts and goes out of proportion, then the body gets the damages. Either authorities have to get them involved,
Allah,
the neighbors would then hear as to what is happening. But there are plenty of examples. Can Mulana Sahib, inshallah, take us towards some solutions to these problems between spouses, between brothers and sisters? You know, what's the first thing a person should do when he is involved in a quarrel, Mulana Sahib?
Huzoor mentioned some of the effects of quarrels and, you know, the physical fights and so on take place. May Allah save us from that, really. That's difficult to even speak about. But we hear that Muslim people are hurting Muslim people.
Allah.
A mu'min is hurting another mu'min. People that love each other. For example, a husband and wife love each other, yet one is hurting the next one. It's difficult to speak of it and to imagine that you know, this can happen. May Allah save us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Muslims are those whom other Muslims are safe from their hands.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Now, we are Muslims. Allah, can we imagine Allah, as a Muslim, hurting another Muslim and hurting someone who is beloved to us? May Allah save us from that. Actually, for these fights to take place, first there must be some quarrel, right? But as we mentioned just now, that a quarrel is something that takes place from two sides. Like a fight takes place from two sides. I'm still to see someone who's just fighting with no one there. You will say this person is not right. Something wrong. Something
Allah
happened
Allah
here.
Allah
the quarrel
Allah.
Is going to take place from two sides. There was this lovely piece of advice that I've heard once from a very old couple. That the old couple, you know, it was asked that, how is it that you both managed to stay together for so long? Do we mean that there was no arguments, you never had disagreement?
Allah,
but
Allah,
you're
Allah.
An old couple, old husband and wife, Allah Ta'ala gave you a long, lengthy Masha time Allah. Together, mashallah. Yeah. So the response that was given from that old couple was that when the husband says, when the wife is angry, then I am silent. And when the wife says, when the husband is upset, then I am silent. Needs to let off a little steam, then she is silent. And if she needs to let off a little steam, then he is silent. So a little bit of steam is there. Somebody gets upset. We inside. It happens. We feel a little upset. We need to vent a little bit. So if we are venting and the next person is silent, or that person is venting and we are silent, there's no opportunity for a fight. There's no opportunity to quarrel. That means someone is saying something. Allow them to vent. If they vent a little bit, inshallah azza wa jal, it won't go on too far. After a little while, they realize that I am the only one who is shooting arrows. I am the only one who is saying things. I'm hurting someone's feelings. Now they start to realize what I'm doing is wrong. Then you realize that the same person who was very upset, who wanted to fight, who wanted to quarrel, who was looking for that drama,
Allah.
That person then realizes that actually, this person that I'm shooting so many arrows at, and you know, metaphorical arrows that I'm hurting this person and saying bad things about this person is not responding. And this is my loved one, someone that I love, someone that I care for. And this is what I'm doing to them. In fact, it doesn't have to be a specifically a husband and wife relationship. It can be between siblings, and it can just be between two mu'mins, two
Allah,
believers.
Allah.
Don't we love believers? We love believers so much, alhamdulillah. In the essence of being a true believer, until we love for the next person, next believer, what we love for ourselves. Allah Ta'ala made us brothers. So alhamdulillah, the next believer, if we are quarreling and we are getting upset, after a little while, when that believer is just silent and says, you know, let me just bear this for a little while. Maybe my brother needs to let something off his chest. And then he'll speak for a while, and then you realize when you were silent, the next person comes, the same person who was insulting you, now comes to say, Bhaijaan, please make me maaf. Please forgive me. What I said was wrong.
Allah,
but
Allah.
If we quarreled, if we argued as well, what happens? Instead of saying, please forgive me, the person wants to raise the fist. The person wants to fight. What do we want?
Allah.
Do we want someone to raise their fist to us? Or do we want someone to humbly say, maaf, I'm sorry that I did what I did. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Sometimes we need to be the bigger person.
Excellent.
The bigger person is not the one who fights back. The bigger person is the one who understands the next person and says, okay, if you need to vent, vent, I'm here. When you finish venting, don't worry, come, my shoulder is for you.
And Mu'asar, there's so many examples that can be given in from the life of our pious predecessors, but one of the reasons why people can't stop quarreling, besides the fact that I don't want to be wronged,
right,
or I don't want to be blamed for something which I haven't done, I think the point is that why my name has come up. I'm going to fight my grounds, to stick to my grounds, to make sure that I'm not involved in that, or I wasn't the person who did it. And there are people who know they are wrong in their heart, and they still want to fight to say, well, I'm innocent. So the quarrel can be of many reasons, right? As Mulana Saab has mentioned before. But when we look at the examples which we have just given now about that couple, subhanallah, what was going through my mind as Mulana Saab was speaking is that Islamic sisters, or spouses rather, people who are married out there, females in general are very sentimental, Mulana Sahib.
Yes.
And very emotional. And what they go through throughout the day, from sunrise till sunset, until the husband comes back home, you know, little things could distract them. Little things could make them emotional about matters. How they see situations is not necessary that the husband sees a situation in the same direction and same manner.
Absolutely.
So what's there for a husband to give that leniency to his wife, that you speak out your heart. You vent, because the way you look at things is far different from how I see things. Okay,
yes.
There could be some difference of opinions and matters. But what I don't understand is that we live with the same couple for several years, and we haven't learned the likes and dislikes, the do's and don'ts, and still problems erupt.
Yes, what we've spoken now is so important.
All right.
That sometimes, let's say a husband, just hypothetically speaking, in every home it may not be exactly the same, but let's say, for example, a husband goes out and he goes out to work, and yes, he has some challenges through his day, but he meets various people. Usually he's working amongst various other people. So mashallah, there are many people that he speaks to. If his wife is at home, and he comes home and she vents a little bit, she expresses a little bit of how she's upset about something and something didn't work out her way, what is the difficulty in lending the ear? If we just lend the ear and say, okay, I'm prepared to listen to you. Listen, respond, you know, share some sentiment, share some empathy that I feel the difficulty that
Allahu
you
Akbar.
I'm sorry about that. How can I make it better? It, number one, it will make the spouse, you know, so much happier. It will clear the spouse's mind. And subhanAllah, also, who else do we want them to vent to?
Allahu Akbar.
Who do we want our spouses to vent to? And speaking to equally to husbands and to wives, we want our spouses to speak to us. We want our children growing up to speak to us. So a little bit, let them let things off their chest. Let them speak to us. Let them tell us what was worrying them. Let's lend the ear. Let's lend the shoulder. Instead of being defensive, instead of, you know, fighting back, instead of saying, well, I didn't do it, the situation of blame is so dangerous. Not everyone, illa mashallah, but many people are just afraid that I'm going to be blamed. And in the fear that I'm going to be blamed, we put up the fight. And
right,
we're prepared to quarrel. We're
right,
prepared to argue. Just because I must not be blamed. The fear of being blamed. Sometimes, what is the harm in understanding that, okay, I made a mistake, saying sorry, and inshallah, azza wa jal, I'll try to do better next time.
Allah.
Each of us must learn this. Allah. Let's not be too proud in our homes that I can't tell my child, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I will do better next time, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Or I can't tell my spouse that it makes me the bigger person because now I will grow. If I'm going to stand my ground and believe and act like I'm right all the time, sometimes really I'll be wrong. But if I say, I'm sorry, I'll try to do better next time, inshallah, azza wa jal, what happens? I've opened room for improvement. Now I'm becoming the better person. I'm becoming the bigger person. So this ego should come out. We should lend the ear. We should understand the sentiment.
A very good advice, Mawlana Sahib, that you have given. And may Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls that you have mentioned. Together with this, I think another important aspect comes in, that during quarrels, such things are said which leaves a very deep scar in the heart.
Allah.
For example, a man who works very hard
right.
to take care of his family. And then during a quarrel, which has no grounds, of course, as I said, there's no head, there's no tail, and the argument just erupts. He came tired from work. He doesn't understand why he never come with a smile home. And these things do occur and happen. Mm-hmm. And then in this quarrel, sometimes due to the words, maybe the spouse says something, the wife says something, or the husband, you know what? You have never ever done anything for us. Yet he knows as a man what he is doing for the family. This is a very important thing because these are some common issues and matters in our society, Mawlana Sahib.
And vice versa.
And then vice versa as well.
Absolutely.
For a sister who, you know, picks on the efforts of the man and who says that, you know what, you have never done anything for me because of one thing going wrong in the family. Then you forget those favors which he has done. Mm. Those things where he even out of his way. Why do the wrong for this worldly sake, for this temporary world when we can overcome? There are quarrels between neighbors. Neighbors who live parallel to one another or opposite each other. They cannot, if one door is open, the other one wants to close his door because I don't want to see his face early in the morning. I don't want to confront him. Allahu Akbar. For simple matters, for trivial matters, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me tell you a beautiful example about one of the pious predecessors. I'm mentioning Mawlana Sahib. It was said that from his neighbor's gutter, dirty, filthy water would seep into his house, right?
Ya Allah.
And for several years, he kept quiet about it. And just before he passed away and left this world, when he realized that I'm on my sickbed, on my deathbed, and any time I think something might happen to me, when he felt this was happening to him, he called his neighbor, who was a non-Muslim. And he said to him that, see, all these years, your filthy water from the drain that's coming from your home was entering into my home. I used to clean it quietly, but after my death, I don't know about my family, how they're going to treat you.
Yeah,
I had sabr and patience. I endured all of this that you have done to me over these years. But now I don't know after my death what's going to happen because my family, my children are different as compared to me. So then he said, then, Ya Sayyidi, why didn't you tell me all these years? I would have did something. He says, because I did not want to cause any fight and argument. I did not want to cause any quarrels with you. I did not want to fight and argue or wanted you to get upset. I just wanted to rectify the situation in this way that I kept quiet about it and I was cleaning it. No problem. I used to clean them as daily.
Yes.
But after my passing away, I don't know about my family. That person saw the akhlaq of this wali and said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He embraced Islam looking at this beautiful quality of this person who had the quality of forbearance. Tolerance, perseverance, sabr and patience is that which we lack to a very large extent. Now, when we're going to increase this level, inshallah, azza wa jalla, then we will see the qualities, of really loving the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following his footsteps. Allahu Akbar will then enter because it starts from these little things.
Mm-hmm.
But leave alone dirty, filthy water. If we have to see a neighbor's paper came into our house, sweet paper came to the house, who has caused this mess in my home, you know? So this is the thing that we need to understand, dear viewers of Madani Channel, why these quarrels are happening. Leave alone neighbors. Be mindful about your blood relations. It could be possible somebody is not talking to his puppy. Somebody is not talking to his puppa. Somebody is not talking to his uncle and auntie, his grandfather, his grandmother. Somebody is not in communication with his own sisters and brothers. Somebody is not talking to his own mother and father.
No.
Why? Because of these trivial matters. Quarreling, fighting. You be the one who can forbear if you are smaller in age. Yes. That respect those who are elder. And the one who are elder, the elder should show affection and love and muhabba to those who are smaller than them. Think of all these points before you get into an argument, and especially if you have the power to fight back. Especially if you have, because the one who has the power to fight back should be more cautious as compared to the one who can't fight back. Because the bullet is in his hands. He could fire and say anything which could pierce his heart, which could cause a bigger fight to erupt, Mulana Sahib.
Absolutely.
So these are some of the problems. Can Mulana Sahib shed more light and solutions to this problem?
Yes, actually, Huzur, one of the, I would say with regards to quarrels as well, many a times we notice that we don't exactly just quarrel because the one thing that was done at that point. It's usually a build-up. And something just tips it over. You know, sometimes people say you are bottling it, and eventually it's going
Allahu
to
Akbar.
You know,
Allahu Akbar.
So sometimes
Allahu
it
Akbar.
Is that way. It is that way that the one who is earning in the home, he may go out to work. Example, if the husband is working and he goes through a day and he goes through a bit of a tough day, it happens from time to time. The day is a bit difficult. There were many things to see to. He had to face many challenges and problems.
Right.
Maybe he even had to face some insults along that way. And then he's carrying that entire burden and he's going home. Now when he comes home, the smallest thing that is out of place or that is said in a wrong way, or the food wasn't good, or there was a paper on the floor, or something of that sort. And that becomes something for him to now, you know, show his anger and start, you know, insulting and hurting his spouse or his children.
Allahu Akbar.
And they may have also gone through some difficulties. And they, as soon as he says something, then they're also going at him. And you realize that this paper was out of place. The food was not very good. Something was wrong with it. But on a normal day, there would be no argument, no fight, no quarrel.
Allah.
I would be able to forbear Allah. This. I'll be able to forgive them. I'll be able to tolerate this. It wouldn't even be a difficulty in my path.
Allah.
This is because we often carry the difficulties that we face in different environments into the next environment. So the husband carries the difficulties that he's facing at work into his home. And the wife carries the difficulties that she's facing through her day into her relationship as well. And the children carry their difficulties. When they carry all their difficulties and they've all bottled it up, then the smallest mistake that the family member makes, that becomes a problem. And for this, a beautiful solution, a beautiful solution that I've seen, subhanAllah, I've seen practiced by some people as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq also to practice
upon
it.
Ameen.
Is that when we are going home, if you are out at work, when you are going home, just for that moment, think that whatever my difficulties at work were, whatever my challenges through my day was, let it be there. But practice that before you enter the home, put a smile on your face.
MashaAllah.
Knock at the door, open the door.
SubhanAllah.
Start with the greeting, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In a beautiful voice, in a loving voice, in a welcoming voice, that I'm so pleased to be back home. And the spouse, the wife, also try, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Put a smile on the face. The smile on the face is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask, is the sunnah only for out of home? Is the sunnah only for outsiders? Is the sunnah only that when we see someone we don't know or we see a colleague, the sunnah is to be practiced at home as well?
I completely accept, 100%.
Practice the sunnah in the home and you will see the difference in the home. Now, when you smile at your spouse and your spouse smiles at you, you smile at your children smile at you because the smiling is contagious. And then subhanAllah, you smile, the next person also wants to smile. You see what a beautiful light mood you will also end up in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us that we must treat our families well.
MashaAllah.
Don't just think that my smile is for outside. No, it's for my home as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi. That the best of you are those who are best to his family. So if you are good to your family, subhanAllah, good will come out. You won't have these quarrels and these arguments. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led by example, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. And I'm the best among you for my family. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wonderful with his family.
Allahu Akbar.
And when you resonated this positivity and these smiles, inshallah, even the difficulty that your child or your spouse has gone through, because of your beautiful smile, inshallah, they'll forget that.
Subhanallah. Beautiful dua to be recited when you enter the home. And thereafter, you make salam to those who dwell in the home. Yes. And thereafter, recite salams upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thrice Surah Ikhlas Sharif. Mm. And whoever will do so, he will see barakah and blessings in his life. Subhanallah. He will see blessings in his sustenance. Quarrels and fights will stop. But unfortunately, when we enter the home, we enter with all the opposite that was mentioned most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first impression is everlasting impression. Even if the spouse was ready, awaiting the presence of her husband, for example, and she said that, you know what, today I'm going to, inshallah, follow the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will behave like a good wife supposed to behave.
Mashallah.
And but she saw the appearance of the person when he enters. The husband enters in a bad mood. He brings his business to the family. He brings his workload issues and matters to the family. And then instead of discussing Islamic matters, instead of discussing the children have read their salah, we start talking about business problems before children who are 4 years and 5 years old. At this age, they're already listening to what discussions happen on the eating dining mat, for example, or dining table.
Mm.
Because this is one of the meals a husband is able to eat with his family.
Mm.
Breakfast, he leaves, children are gone to school, for example. And when he comes back from work, there's one meal maybe in the day a husband has with his family. And if that meal is also not done with the family and husband eats separately, wife eats separately, this will also cause barakah and blessings to go and quarrels to enter.
Yes.
Fights will occur. However, one of the reasons for fights as well, dear viewers, is arrogance. As Maulana Sahib has mentioned in the very beginning, that one has to keep quiet. One has to remain silent in order for this not to become an argumentation. And now, inshallah, we're going to move towards the fillers, inshallah, azawajallah. We have a beautiful video which speaks about arrogance itself.
Mm.
And I would request the viewers of Madani Chang to kindly watch this beautiful Madani Pearl, inshallah. Watch this video, learn whatever is going to be mentioned by our honorable, respected Hafiz Maulana Naushad Attari,
sallallahu
al bari. In a few moments' time, we shall return. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi.
Our scholars have warned us against thinking of oneself as being better than the others, of having negative thoughts and assumptions for other Muslims. Here are two different scenarios. On one side, if a person has been blessed by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and is practicing the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, if a boy or a man is practicing about the Sunnah of the Imam Sharif, the turban, has a fistful beard, is punctual with his salah, is practicing the other sunnah and adab, then he must never ever feel and look at the person who is not doing so, that at least I am better than that person. That Muslim, he's not punctual with his salah. He doesn't wear an Imam Sharif, he doesn't even have a beard. By thinking in this manner, a person will be plagued by arrogance and takabbur and pride and thinking he's better than the next one. That could be a downfall for him. That could be very detrimental and he could lose his good deeds in that manner. On the other side, if a person is not practicing, is not punctual with their salah, does not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't look at the one who is practicing, that Islamic sister, she is wearing niqab and hijab and parda and she is punctual with her salah and she is reciting Quran and durood and dhikr. No, she's doing it because she thinks she's better than me. Or for Islamic brothers, he's wearing Imam Sharif, he's growing his beard and he's following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he's showing off. Because they are showing off. This too is very bad. And it is a sickness. It is a spiritual disease, a spiritual sickness as well. So from both sides, we should monitor this and be careful not to indulge in these kinds of sins. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. This is our respected honorable Hafiz Naushad Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, who was giving us his beautiful pearls about arrogance. Make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla ki hame is cheez se bachaye. Arrogance have destroyed many people, let alone small people, even big people who thought they were millionaires and billionaires, people like Qarun, people like Fir'aun. The Quran speaks about their destruction and they are doomed until the day of judgment. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should not display arrogance, because if a person has arrogance, Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes a person who has arrogance and he is not close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can make you beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How should a person follow the sunnah is to learn from the seerat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some common practices, how we should eat, how we should dress, how we should walk, how we should talk. For example, eating 3 times a day, 4 times a day, once a day. People eat food. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Why should we not emulate the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for the blessings to descend in our lives, in our homes? For example, Muasab, eating is a very common practice. We all have to eat with our family. But there are blessed ahadith out there, subhanallah. The blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of those who eat with their family, and because of eating together, many calamities would leave that home, subhanallah. But unfortunately, the wife will eat separately, the husband will eat separately, because when one is eating, the other is getting freshened. When the other has already taken his, he has, you know, did whatever he has to do, then he will come on the table, then the children are busy doing their own things, and then they will come. And this is the matter of most of the houses out there. Any solutions to these problems, Mohasa?
Yes, definitely. The family eating together is, number one, it's a great way to bring everyone to a similar mindset. That means good things are discussed. So especially, I know in most families, it's probably over the supper table.
Right.
Or over the supper bensarakhan, mashallah. That they sit together and they, it's a chance for the family to understand each other. The father to understand the child. Child to understand father. Husband to understand wife. Wife to understand husband. And so on. So alhamdulillah, understanding each other, you know, asking about each other's days, this will inshallah help us as to how we should deal with each other. This will avoid quarrels, it will avoid difficulties, it will avoid arguments, inshallah ta'ala. However, nonetheless, with all these things that we are trying to say that we should use to avoid arguments, one, the best way or the best argument is the one you don't get into. The best argument or the best quarrel or the best fight is the one that you manage to avoid completely. So subhanallah azza wa jal, you didn't get a quarrel. You didn't get an argument in the first place. If someone is doing something, someone is saying something, someone picks on you, the best response you can give that person is silence. If you're going to argue with them, you're just going to become part of it. And then why should we become part of something that is not good? We want to be good, alhamdulillah.
Any example from the life of the Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan muhasa?
Subhanallah, there is actually a beautiful waqiyah of Sidna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Sidna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, very close companion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, when someone was saying bad things to Sidna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, insulting Sidna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, now he is such a great companion, the greatest among the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so close to Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but someone is speaking badly to him. He has, if we can say, wouldn't he have a very great right to respond to the person? But instead, he remains silent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, he remains silent. This person is insulting, he remains silent. This person is saying bad things, he remains silent. And this is happening in the presence of Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam present. Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say anything. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited there. After some time, when this person, we can say in our terms, we say someone overdoes it. So this person went on. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala responded to him. The moment Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala responded to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left.
Allahu Akbar.
Now this would cause a lot of grief to the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. My beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here.
Allah,
I said something and my Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. So what did he do? He followed after Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He followed after Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He humbly asked, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person was saying bad things to me, I was silent. You sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stayed. But the moment I responded, you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left. Why did you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala that as long as you were silent, there was a malak, there was an angel that was responding on your behalf.
As long as you were silent,
there was an angel that was responding on your behalf. But the moment you spoke, then shaitan came in. The moment you responded, then shaitan also came in. This teaches us that when someone is arguing, someone is trying to fight with us, someone is trying to quarrel with us, and if we are silent, alhamdulillah, we are safe. The moment we start quarreling with that person as well, that is the time shaitan comes in. And when shaitan comes in, the barakah leaves, the blessings leave, all the goodness leaves because shaitan has come. So try to avoid that. Avoid the quarrel in the first place. And if someone is saying something, someone is arguing with us, From our side, we are not part of this. Let it be. And inshallah, that will be.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The Sahaba alayhim ridwan are the guiding stars. SubhanAllah. Ashabika al-Nujum fabi-ayyihim iqtadaytum. This is the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow any one of them and you will be righteously guided. Let's take the cue, or let's take this beautiful example which has just been mentioned now from the blessed life of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. But this is where, that is why it said the barakah leaves. Why? Because they are angels until you don't respond. But every person wants to be right. Every person wants to prove his grounds or wants to make his grounds stronger and make his case stronger. If I don't talk, people are going to think I was a weak person. But don't think about the weakness of this world. Think about the akhirah, that you will have the upper hand in the akhirah.
SubhanAllah.
If you did not respond in a bad way, do not treat evil with evil. Treat evil with your kindness. Inshallah, Subhanallah. You will win hearts. Allah Hazrat treated evil with kindness.
Yeah.
How did he do that? When evil letters were sent to him and his muridin with him, his students would say to him, his muridin, his disciples would say to him, Ya Sayyidi, such evil letters sent to you. They have insulted you in this letter. They have said this about you. They have said that about you. We want to take action with them. We would never allow someone to do something or say something to you like this. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, no problem. Here is a solution. Before you do anything to these people, first go and gift something to those who praise me.
Allah.
For those who appreciated the work which I do. They were astounded to hear that. Ala Hazrat says, if you can't do any good to them who said good things in my favor, then why do you want to harm those who have said evil to me?
Ya Allah.
See, this is the life and this is the style and andaz of those who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just the mindset, dear viewers. Today, centuries have passed, but ye waqiya aaj tak bhula nahi gaya hai. And it will be spoken until Allah azza wa jalla wills. People would learn from the life of these pious predecessors because of their good akhlaq and good conduct. So adopt such conduct and such akhlaq, whereas you become beloved in the court of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, keep reciting durood and salat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say shukran to Mawlana Sahib for joining us. And I want to leave this program and leave the viewers of Madani channel. Jazakumullahu khaira. Keep making dua for the ummah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of ummah. Reformation of ummah. Reformation.